Please join me in prayer. O Holy Spirit of God, take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take each of our hearts and set them on fire with love for thee through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the Gospel of John, we heard Jesus speaking to his disciples saying, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Today I'd like to talk about a topic that affects each of us, one that we find in today's gospel and one that Jesus names, the topic of forgiveness. Just a week ago, we recounted God's love and forgiveness as we witnessed Jesus going to the cross to wipe clean the slate for our sins. Imagine a chalkboard with someone erasing all of the writing on the board. All of our sins on the board were wiped away. It was Jesus who gave up his life to do this. And Jesus erases them year after year as we celebrate and remember the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord. We don't have to wait for this on an annual basis because we know that he erases them each and every day. But what about us? We know Jesus took away our sins, but sometimes we are the ones who hold on to these sins. Often, we hold on to our sins or the sins of others, don't we? Maybe someone reminds you of your failings and you cannot escape their scorn or their hardened heart. Or maybe your heart is hardened towards someone else. Despite the reality of this human condition, Jesus does not hold on to these sins. And aren't we glad for that? We have received forgiveness, period. It is through God's love and for us and through grace that this has been done. Each of us has received God's forgiveness, but is there someone in your life from whom you need to seek forgiveness? Someone that you've hurt, or that you need to make restitution to, or be reconciled to? Or is there someone who has hurt or offended you? Does that person need to make restitution to you or to seek reconciliation or forgiveness from you? Let's go back to the gospel. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. In this context, Jesus was giving the power of forgiveness to the apostles. But isn't that also what we're called to do since Jesus forgave our sins? Because we're called to love God and love our neighbor, aren't we expected to follow in the footsteps of Christ and to forgive our neighbor as we have been forgiven? Can we give to Jesus all that baggage that holds us back or keeps us from having right relationships with others? Can we look to the message of Easter, which we just celebrated, and allow ourselves to be transformed by it and have our relationships with others resurrected as well? It would be rare for anyone here today in this church, including me, not to have something to think about with regard to forgiveness. That's a human condition. We might need to forgive another person or to be forgiven by someone we have wronged. Or maybe we need to forgive ourselves for something in the past or in the present. Whatever it might be, we're able to move beyond it through Christ. Christ makes us strong. Christ removes that sin, that error, that pain. Christ wipes that slate clean. It's no accident that today's collect points to this theme, and I'm going to read it again if you want to follow along. And listen to see if this can fit into your life. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation. Grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. So what are you showing forth in your life with regard to your faith? Or what do you need to show forth in your life with regard to forgiveness? What does this new covenant of reconciliation look like in your particular life circumstances and relationships? During these 50 days of Easter, can you make a commitment to forgive one person or to ask one person to forgive you? For when we hold on to the wrong others may have done to us, when we retain those sins, as the gospel says, we carry the burden. But Jesus asks us to give the burden to him so that he can carry it for you. By not forgiving others, even when they have not even asked for it, that puts us back in Lent, not in Easter. For in Easter, all are made one in Christ, and all are reconciled to God, even those people we don't like. And that's what forgiveness does for us. It frees us and allows us to experience the joy and peace of giving away that burden that we carry and forgiving others through Christ and in Christ and with Christ. Yale law professor Stephen Carter wrote a book entitled Civility, Manners, Morals, and the Etiquette of Democracy. And he writes the following, quote, "We forgive for our own good because forgiveness helps us not to distort our best selves with hatred." Again, we forgive for our own good because forgiveness helps us not to distort our best selves with hatred. And we all know what can happen when we have unresolved issues and don't have closure. Oftentimes, it eats away at us. Sometimes, unresolved issues can turn into a negative force in our bodies or psyches, or we become bitter. Or sometimes, we try to escape and numb ourselves with addiction. Christ does not want us to take that path. Christ wants us to be whole because it is he who made us whole. You see on your bulletin. This is what Christ wants, to embrace each other in love, especially those whom we have wronged or who have wronged us. So my question for us today and Eastertide is, can you give that burden to Christ? Can you follow the Easter message of a new covenant of reconciliation? Can you forgive? Can you let it go and give it to Christ so that your relationships with others and with yourself can be resurrected in that same wonderful, joyful message that we always find in Easter? Amen.